on evenings, the Peter Jackson VFL with Nigel Carmody. You can catch the VFL Game of the Week on Channel 7 from midday this Saturday.
And midday this Saturday, Nigel, is a ripping game. They're two standalone sides, Coburg and Frankston. And we know that Coburg, at the start of last season, when that partnership with Richmond ended, really had the job ahead of them. And boy, they got the right man at the helm, Peter German, and the right man at the helm on the field in Nick Carnell, who joins us now. Good evening, Nick.
G'day, guys. How are we?
We're well. And I would have thought playing for Coburg at the moment is one of the more exciting teams to play for. You've had an influx of players from other clubs, especially local clubs. Spots are at a premium, but games look like they're winnable, all games, especially after that effort against Box Hill.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, a young group does that, I guess. It makes sort of the job a little bit easier for us older guys. It keeps the place very vibrant and fresh, and there's a really good sense of, engaging with the community and a feeling that the club is ours again. Being a standalone club versus being in an alignment is very different, and we're really enjoying the fact that we now get to, build our own culture, and we're seeing, the rewards of that. All the hard work we put in last year just starting to eventuate into the start of this year.
Nick, thanks for your time. You turned 28 on the eve of the season, which basically makes you the Peter Jackson VFL's version of Dustin Fletcher in pro-rata terms. What's keeping you in the VFL at the moment? Because no doubt across family, work, and then the commitment of being a VFL player, that's a lot. And there's obviously the pull of going back potentially to a lower standard of football that's not going to eat into time on those other things. What's keeping you in the competition and in particular at Coburg and as captain?
Look, I think it's the club, to be honest. It's the good mates I've got here. We've built a club with the likes of like Benny Clifton, Daniel Venditti, Nathan Thomas, and guys that have been around 4, 5, 6, 7 years now that have become very good friends. And it's difficult if you were to ever sort of leave that situation. I look at guys similar, and I had a really good chat to Toby Pinwell, and he is in the same situation where you don't want to drop back to local footy, because I think it is sort of a decent step backwards in terms of the level of footy, but at the same time, you don't want to leave your mates either. So at the moment, we've got something that's growing and generating from a young list, and I can sort of see a pretty bright future. And I think with the transition from being in alignment to standalone, we've seen that through now, and if we can see it for another couple of years, I can really see success in the future. I'd love to, premiership's the ultimate, and I can sort of, if we continue working with Peter and he continues to add layers on his message, I think that's within the next sort of 2, 3, 4 years away.
Adam Sard's been a wonderful story in the AFL already and a great ambassador for your club. What's his early journey into the AFL done for the young playing group in terms of not only wanting to continue to build from a wins and losses point of view, but of course the individual opportunity that the VFL presents for young players to try and get to the highest level?
Yeah, Adam always had something special, but I think more so it gives guys confidence that the system does work. I see, and I guess over my journey, I've seen so many players just give up after a year or 2 years just because it at times it doesn't quite work out for them, where if they just had it persisted for two more years, there was definitely some talent there underlying what was happening at that current time. So we've used Adam as a bit of a, almost an advertising type scenario where we can go out and say, listen, this is a kid that comes through the court system, was missed out, come to Coburg as a forward, then found out that he had a great ability to read the play and gave us great drive of half back. And in the end, a slight change like that can turn an undraftable kid into a draftable kid, and we see he's performing obviously great at the top level. So his story is one that gets thrown around a bit here, but I think it's one that's important for us to continue the development of our young guys.
Those glowing words, Adam Sard, coming from the mouth of his former skipper, Nick Carnell, who's captain of Coburg. Nick, this week up against Frankston, and whilst Frankston haven't got off to the best start, two games and two fairly comprehensive losses, they would be viewing it as you would, as an opportunity for 4 points. And certainly in the past, and I'm sure the Coburg-Richmond alignment would speak true to this fact, Frankston are not to be taken for granted. They probably had two draws and a one-pointer in four encounters. They kept on having incredibly close games.
Yeah, no, I mean, we actually quickly touched on it before training tonight, and the fact that building up this week into that game, it's vitally important that we don't take this game lightly whatsoever. I mean, we've had a great rivalry with Frankston over my time, and even more notably last year, we had our first win against them last year after probably 3 or 4 years. So it's by no means are we taking this game lightly, especially being in front of, I guess, a crowd on Channel 7 where we're looking forward to the challenge. And we see them as a club that's in a very similar position to ours, and it's a really good indication of, I guess, where both clubs are, being standalone and pretty young lists. So we're looking forward to the challenge, and hopefully, all going to plan, we come away with the points, but by no means are we taking it lightly.
We've had a lot of great young talent come into the club over the last couple of years, particularly for the Calder Cannons. Wonderful story in the first two rounds of the season in the form of Josh Couchy, who is listed at 170 centimetres and just 65 kilos, which means he could almost be jumping in the car and going down to Warrnambool in the next 2 weeks. To go over the jumps as opposed to sitting your forward line. Kick three in the opening round win over the Tigers, hit the scoreboard again on the weekend. Tell us about him as a player in person.
Yeah, he's great, Josh. He's come in after a little bit of an interrupted pre-season. He sort of, I think he was one of those guys, again, that really wasn't too sure which way he was heading with his football come the end of his TSC Cup time. But I think the minute he landed here, he's got a really really attractive attitude. He's great in the fact that I sort of look after him from a forwards point of view, and I've got a really close relationship with him now. And on the ground, it's funny, for a guy that's so small, he's actually got not a bad little lip on him. And he his performances of late have sort of allowed him to just chirp off here once or twice. But I think he might just want to watch out a little bit. If we get sort of a Marcus Brigliani playing on him, you might just want to be a bit careful. But he's doing some great things, and he's got a lot of talent too. He's obviously very speedy and got some great skills below his knees. And I think if he continues his development, again, you just don't know what can come with these guys. You see like the Chrissy Aaron and the Garlett types playing AFL footy. He's a very similar sort of type. So we're looking for big things from him this year.
I was very fortunate last year, Nick, to host a Coburg club function and saw real engagement from the old Coburg champs of the VFA. It was a function that joined both the old crew and the new lads together, and it seemed as though everybody was getting on wonderfully, but also a sense that the old guys really are supportive of the Coburg standalone team. Maybe it was a bit hard for them when it was aligned, but now that it's standalone, are we seeing a lot more of the old players and old fans coming back?
Yeah, definitely. And I think you can understand the fact that it'd be difficult to see, I guess, a jumper in a club that you've played with through your time not quite be the same. And now that we are back standalone, you've seen an influx of supporters that were probably here circa 15, 20 years ago returned to the club. And their passion is evident in the fact that they're here, they stay back, they have a drink. They continue to put money over the bar. And it's so important that clubs like ours to continue to keep those guys engaged. And more so, there's a responsibility on, I guess, us as a playing group to continue to perform to, I guess, the standard that they perform to or, I guess, expect from us. So there's a little bit of pressure in that regard. And we don't shy away from that pressure. I think we try and, if anything, encourage it and absorb it. And we're seeing from our leadership group, they're really engaging with the past players. We try and get the guys down. If we've got a new player playing a game, they'll get presented with a jumper by a past player. And just little things that keeps those guys coming to footy with an interest. I mean, it'd be great to see some of those guys' kids come through the club. I mean, you've got Rory Cleary, obviously famous dad in Phil. And it's good to see those stories. And I think it's important for our club going forward to continue those relationships.
Nick, Peter German, your coach, turned 50 in the off-season, but it seems like he's lost none of his passion or drive to continue to grab teams and take them to the promised land.
Yeah, no, definitely. Peter's been awesome since he arrived here last year, and he's kept a pretty consistent message. He simplified our footy right back to some very simple facets in terms of just defending, closing space, and just the little things at the start. And as we, being such a young group, we develop and we get confidence. He's just adding layers on that, and that happened through the back end of last year, and then throughout pre-season, and we'll see some more layers added to that throughout the year. But I think he's definitely got a plan in his head, and you can see it at times, him just at training going, okay, we're ready to now move to, you know, call it level 3 or 4. He can just see that he's got this mapped out for a couple of years. And at the moment, I'd say we're on track. By no means are we comfortable, but I think we're on track with the progression that I guess he foresaw. And looking forward to what sort of comes in the next couple of years.
I feel like I'm talking to a future coach here, Nigel. Would you like to coach when you hang up them boots, Nick?
I'm helping out at the moment from an assistant point of view and really enjoying that. I guess at the moment I'm more focusing, I guess I'm trying to split my time between coaching and playing, but I think there's definitely an aspect of me that would like to coach. At the moment, I really enjoy the interaction with a lot of the younger players and doing a lot of the development sort of stuff. So you can sort of see that there's a lot of potential there, and that excites me. And I think that's what, to be honest, probably keeps Peter going as well, is the fact that, you know, you get the Adam Sards come through your, I guess, your team, and you get a chance to work with them and then give them an opportunity of a lifetime, really. So there's that aspect of it. And there's definitely, I guess, a leadership point of view where I enjoy the fact of working with such talented people all the time. And that's what keeps me at this level. I'm not dropping back to local footy where it's sort of, you know, guys don't really pick and choose when they want to sort of go and have a crack. Here it's all about professionals really striving to achieve that next level, and that's what sort of keeps me interested.
Well, future, who knows? But present, very good footballer and a great leader. Nick, thanks for joining us tonight, and all the best for Coburg's match against Frankston, match of the day on Channel 7 on Saturday.
Thanks a lot, guys. Take care.
Nick Carndale there, captain of Coburg. What a wonderful young man representing a club going places. Do you want to go through the tips this week?
Let's have a look at them.
Richmond take on Geelong at Punt Road. There's an ode to the past.
There is. Cats for mine.
Coburg, Frankston, match of the day at Piranha Park. Get down there or watch it on Channel 7.
Lions.
North Ballarat versus Williamstown. That'll be a cracking game at Eureka.
Yeah, tough one. Probably go with Williamstown on the road after their big win over Sandy on Sunday.
Collingwood versus the reigning Premier's Footscray. Collingwood yet to get a win.
They were pretty competitive on the weekend against Essendon, and they are typically very hard to beat at Victoria Park, but hard to go past the Dogs.
Port Melbourne and Werribee, always a great clash at Northport.
Werribee coming from behind to defeat North Ballarat. Not sure if they can do the same thing against the Borough this week, though.
Essendon, impressive last week, take on the Scorps.
We're very good. Incidentally, I think you might hear Nick Carnell in another guise as a special comments man on Sunday if you want to. I believe he might be working on this game with the VFL Live radio coverage of Essendon and Casey. And I'll go with the Bombers. They were pretty good. Still quite bullish about them being around when the whips are cracking.
And Sandringham, good week one, poor week two. Take on Northern Blues at Trevor Barker.
Tricky. Go the Zebs at home.